We're going to have to take it to the streets and the voting booths and the state houses and the U.S. Capitol. Peacefully, I might add. Peacefully, damn it. Welcome back to the show. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by Joe Radosevich. He is the VP for Campaigns and Outreach with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're reviewing both news of the day and the bigger picture after we have clocked in Donald Trump's 100th day, the reign of terror by error, the dereliction of duty by diaper don continues. Joe, how do we get folks that aren't inclined to be engaged? Do we have to wait for the pain to actually hit them? This is, I've asked almost every Politico that I have on the show a version of the same question, right? Because it's the 78 million voter question, or perhaps I should say the majority of millions of voters that didn't vote in the cycle, right? In the last presidential cycle, that's what it's about. And maybe put a little differently, is there a breakthrough moment, or is this a cumulative movement?
Well, I'll say, first of all, news of the day, you know, May Day.
May Day.
We had the largest today set of May Day protests, I think, in the history of the country.
Yes.
But over 1,000 all over the country, big ones in Milwaukee, too. So there is engagement. And I think part of what's happened, especially over the last few weeks, is the pressure, the idea that Trump was sort of just everywhere and so powerful, like the emperor has no clothes. We are seeing that.
He's not popular. He
doesn't know what he's doing. His own judges are ruling against him. So like, there's something empowering about that. Poll numbers don't matter, but they matter if they help more people speak out.
Yes.
And so big picture, just, he's not popular. You're not alone. And I think something like the May Day process helps people see that they're not alone. But, you know, your question, is there a breakthrough moment? How do you engage people who don't love politics? Look, Wisconsin, I'm from Minnesota.
Hi, neighbor.
I think organizing. Hi, neighbor. Yeah. I'm sorry for once our playoff sports team is doing a little better right now, but it's not typically the case. No, but organizing really starts with, you know, you have to reach out and find out what people really care about first. You can't approach them with like, well, I think this thing is really important first. And that means asking some questions. It means not coming in with all the answers. And I think as a kind of movement, not just a party, the left, we like having the answers. Mm. We like sitting at the front of the classroom. We like looking at the data. And it's important, because if you don't have people who know what they're doing, you know, you start a random trade war for no reason and your economy contracts and, you know, people get hurt. So it does matter. Facts matter. Math matters. But you also have to start with where people really are. So we need a little bit more emphasis on just organizing and listening to people. And I think when we do that, there are going to be some things that pop up, like housing. Housing costs in Milwaukee, they've gone up, I think, over 50% in just the last like 4 years, median sales prices.
And as well as, Joe, if I can, from the Wall Street Journal, very conservative, Rupert Murdoch owned, right? And I will say, I saw a headline today, Joe, to this exact point, that Milwaukee's rental market is one of the most cutthroat in the United States. There just simply is not enough affordable housing stock, or even livable housing stock, especially if you've got a kid or two.
Yeah. Well, and I think that there are going to be things like that that pop up, that folks who are not necessarily super political, they are annoyed that they can't find a starter home, maybe, if they're a young couple, and like maybe they have a kid in an apartment that's getting too small, or they're older folks and their kids are still living with them. I mean, that's like just a real issue for people that's not about ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you start with some organizing and listening, things like that are going to pop up. So that's really important for people who are less political. For people who are more engaged, there will be, I think, a red line. It will be more of a big moment. I think there will be some clarity around him crossing. And I think we are about there. There is a, right?
Mm-hmm.
The numbers for him have tanked. He's trying to change the subject. They're trying to push forward this crazy rush through this crazy bill.
Yes.
To make the largest cut in the history of Medicaid, right? I think for the people who are engaged in politics, that moment is coming very, very soon.
Well, the pain, the economic pain towards the end of May, and I'll say this, small business owners, I have always been pro small business, pro entrepreneurship. And yeah. And those are the business owners who cannot pay to play. They do not have access. They don't have the largesse. Their businesses aren't big enough to cut million-dollar checks to inaugural committees and get regulators off their back and pay effectively to have tariff exemptions. The tariffs are going to kill tens of thousands of small businesses who, by the way—
It was progressives who led the charge against the tariffs 100 years ago. I mean, because of what it was doing to farmers and small businesses, especially.
Especially in places like the state of Wisconsin. I believe the statistic is 58 million people in this country are employed by businesses with fewer than 45 employees. They are going to be the ones paying the price. It's less gross domestic product and more what does your paycheck get you in terms of products, and that's where the pain is going to be. My biggest thanks to Joe Radosevich here on the Civic Media Radio Network from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Joe, you want to talk about the day's news? You just give me a call. We can riff on it. Good fun. Folks, when we come back, I am going to share with you the next billions worth of corruption announced proudly on a stage today in Dubai by Eric Trump. And the acting, air quotes here, Secretary of State Steve Witkoff's son. The corruption is real. It is loud and proud. Have you had enough yet? We discuss next. Join me, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Keep it locked.